Human Resource Department. Human Resource Department. Mental. Parts. The parts. D is off of. From. D is from or off of. So when you do a a word break apart, what do you see in that? You see a and I'm actually looking at department right now. Department. A piece cut off. Human is hue, a different shade or a different color. Human. Department. Off, part, or a piece, meant. And, the human has a construct around them that they can't even see because it's a spiritual construct. And that spiritual construct is designed such that the devil is trying to see into the mind. Meant is mental. The devil's trying to see into the pieces to see the whole, to get back to source. Human Resource Department. The hue, the different shades of humans, because man is made in God's image. Man is already in the image of God, right? Every time I try to do the recording, I get a bunch of distractions. I had some, sorry for the delay. I had some distractions. So let me say it this way, so it's easy to understand. The hue is a different shade of man, human. The resource is to resource. Man is made in God's image from source. Going back to source. Department, off, part. Part is a piece cut off. Meant is mental, mind of Christ. And so the human resource department is really, this is a construct where the devil's trying to tie into the mind of man, tie into the human, and trying to get back to God through the human understanding, through the human will, intellect. We know the devil can't go back to God. He can't be born again. He can't be reborn like the human can. The human can be born again. But the devil's using a system. Sorry, I got distracted big time. I had this in my mind, but it's such a big distraction, I can't even put words in. The devil is using the whole construct, the corporate system, the whole system to try to get back to source. But instead of going through Jesus, he wants to get back to God through the human. And he's trying to get back through mental, through gnosis, Gnostics, knowledge, or whatever, instead of being reborn. And so this is the purpose of the 666, and everything is a repeat. And so he's getting prepared for the rapture of the church, and then he's going to try to tie everybody into the 666 hive mind, and then everybody will be tied into the 666 and quantum connected through a quantum computer, and the devil thinks he's God. He wants He wants to be God, but he'll fail. He'll never make it. And so this whole construct, the whole thing, and this is part of it. I got distracted, but not only that, I just got kind of knocked down. I got knocked down because of what I saw. All the stuff that's going on is the devil's trying to use the human to get back to God, because he knows that man is made in God's image, and he's trying to get back to source because he fell. And so this whole thing, this whole construct is a big fat lie. The whole thing. And so he takes and possesses people, and he tries to get somebody who's possessed or a narcissist or whatever yoked up with you, because think about it. If you're yoked up with them on a job, in a church, in a business, in a home, in a family, in a marriage, he's trying to see in. He's trying to see in through you. If you're a born-again saint, they're trying to see back to source. But notice when you give them some truth, they misinterpret it, and they can't rightly divide it, and they end up thinking they're God. When you point to Jesus as God and you're sons of God or daughters of God, then you tell them you must be born again, but they think it still works, because the flesh mind trying to understand the spirit is just a works-based system. And they still try to be good enough. Even the new age, who are this new age thing that's going on, even they try to be good enough. They feel like they're not good enough. And it's like, come on, people, wake up. This whole thing is a construct. This whole thing is a ridiculous matrix for the devil to try to get back to God. And then he'll say he's God, you know. And then Israel, during the tribulation, the Israel will realize they were deceived, you know. Maitreya or whoever is going to be, whatever person is, there's always one on the scene. It's the same game in Genesis 3. The devil wanted Eve to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil so he could get back to source. Think about that. It's the same trick he did to Eve as he's doing today.